People around the world may be unhappy with America right now, but that is not stopping them from buying American merchandise. You may see it if you travel overseas. You arrive in Machu Picchu and meet a soda vendor who's wearing a Chicago Bulls t-shirt. The United States exports more than 1,000 tons of used clothes per day to brokers around the world. That is more than any other nation. NPR's John Burnett followed the used clothing trail to the U.S.-Mexico border.
You may not realize this, but almost half of the billion pounds of clothing that Goodwill Industries receives every year is sold to used clothes brokers who ship it to 156 different countries, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. All the big charities, including Salvation Army, do it. They use the income for operating expenses. As for the clothes, well, remember that old Argyle sweater you donated last year? Today, it may be hanging in an open-air market in Lomé, Togo, or Huehuetenango, Guatemala. One branch of the used clothes trail starts here at the Goodwill Clearance Outlet on the south side of San Antonio. Twice a week, they sell off tons of donated items that could not be retailed.
Are we ready to begin our auction today? Yes? Okay, is everybody down here? Pásenle todos, por favor.
About 50 participants fan themselves on an airless morning while auctioneer Diana Hinojosa makes her way past huge boxes full of clothes, shoes, luggage, and toys.
Okay, box number 13, I got clothes again. Starting bid, $10. Do I see a bid of 10? Come on, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Do I see 15? 15, 15, 15, 15. I'm getting ready to sell for $10 if I don't see a bid of 15. Sold for $10, number 6.
The labels on the clothing in box number 13 reveal the global reach of textile manufacturing today. An Adobe Rose cowboy jacket made in China. No Boundaries jeans made in Swaziland. A Gap fleece jacket stitched in the Northern Mariana Islands. A Cherokee brand polo shirt assembled in El Salvador. After being bought, worn, and cast off in America, many of these clothes will make a full circle, sold for pennies on the dollar, conceivably to some of the same impoverished workers who sewed them in the first place. Used clothes are sold in bulk in bales, like hay. Big exporters pay from 6 to 12 cents a pound to the charities, then haul the multicolored bales to warehouses like this one in Matamoros, Mexico, just across the border from Brownsville, Texas. Workers sort garments as they move past on a conveyor belt. Winter clothes, summer clothes, children's clothes, men's clothes, cotton blouses, poly blouses. There are 300 separate categories because different countries want different items, says the owner of Mextile, Guillermo Rico.
This is the packing going to Africa. Like this one is going to Philippines.
What kind of used clothes do the Filipinos buy from you?
80% is shorts.
And what kind of used clothes do Africans buy from you?
All kinds. They buy shirts, they buy baby clothing, they buy dresses, blouses.
These are all clothes that Americans threw away.
Yeah.
Legally, these used clothes cannot be sold inside Mexico. Mexico is one of many countries that prohibits the importation of used clothes or imposes high tariffs on them. But go anywhere in Mexico, such as La Gran Pulga, the big flea market in Matamoros, and you'll find ropa usada, used clothes, for sale.
Here in Mexico, supposedly they don't let us bring in used clothes to sell because it hurts the Mexican clothing industry. But people have to buy cheap to survive here, and we need the business to survive.
Inside Rigoberta Chapa's stall in La Gran Pulga, he's got Old Navy t-shirts for 50 cents, Hawaiian shirts for $1.50, khaki trousers for $2, and all are in great shape. But if it's illegal to import old clothes into Mexico, how do they get in? This is Los Tomates International Bridge between Brownsville and Matamoros. Mexican customs agents, like their counterparts at the other end of the concrete span, are on the lookout for smuggled guns, electronic gear, and ropa usada. In their tight blue uniforms, they gulp bottled water in the heat and wait for a vehicle to be automatically selected for inspection.
Buenas tardes, señor.
Used clothes smugglers play an endless cat-and-mouse game with Mexican customs. They'll carry across two suitcases full of clothes at a time, and if challenged, they'll say it's for personal use. If they're caught, vendors say they can sometimes pay a bribe to slip past, But they say in recent years, Mexican customs has been confiscating more contraband apparel. Miguel Rodriguez Almendares is the customs chief in Matamoros.
Remember, the rules say that people have the right to cross this kind of illicit goods once a day, per day. But when we detect that it's more than two or three, we ask him how many days he stay in the United States. So if he say, well, this is the first time, or he's paying only one day over there, 2 days, it's too much clothes for 1 day or 2 days on vacations. So in that cases, we proceed with the confiscation and fine these people for trying to introduce illegally clothes in Mexico.
Some ropa usada vendors frequent the huge retail warehouses scattered along the lower Rio Grande Valley. At a company called Tres Dimensiones in Hidalgo, Texas, women sit in great piles, hillocks, drifts of secondhand clothes, picking out individual pieces to buy and resell.
The clothes are beautiful. It's good quality. It's very clean and stylish.
That's Sylvia Gutierrez, looking dapper in a New York Yankees cap, red vest, and tiger print blouse, a mannequin for her merchandise. She buys here and sells at her small stand 7 hours south of the border in Ciudad Mante. The goods are cheap enough, she says, she can afford to be charitable.
What I sell and give away are house clothes, children's t-shirts, men's shirts, pants, skirts, blouses, dresses. When I meet very poor people, kids without shoes, I say, take this. I like to see the face of a smiling child when they take a pair of shoes. That's my payment.
And with that, Gutierrez sinks back down in a heap of used clothing, looking for a pearl in the sea, a Tommy Hilfiger shirt, a Levi's jacket, maybe even a Liz Claiborne blouse that someone overlooked. John Burnett, NPR News.